It's a pleasure to welcome to Book Notes this month C. Fraser Smith, who is the author of William Donald Schafer, A Political Biography, and Here Lies Jim Crow, Civil Rights in Maryland. And his newest book is called The Daily Miracle, A Memoir of Newspapering. It's such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Fraser. Thanks for coming in.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
So we have here, in effect, a sort of coming-of-age tale all the way through your career. So let's have a look at those three publications where you really made your mark as a journalist.
Well, I started at the Jersey Journal, and I was there for 2 years, and then I went to the Providence Journal in Rhode Island, and I was there for 15 years, and then came to the Baltimore Sun, and I was there until I left in 06.
One of the lovely things that you've pointed out is how all of these newspapers have nicknames, which kind of indicates the personal relationship, I think, that the readers have with these publications.
Absolutely right. I remember hearing people say on the street in conversation something like this: more people died of the flu in World War I than they did on the battlefield. And the other person said, well, how do you know that? And the first person says, well, I read it in the Jersey. People did have that kind of belief and relationship with their paper. It was tactile in some ways. As you point out, the Jersey Journal, people referred to it, shortened it, and called it the Jersey. And the Providence Journal was called the Projo. And the Sun, a lot of people refer to the Sun as the Sun Papers. I always called it the Sun, but I had the same feeling that they did. I think it was my paper.
And so in that arc, you know, starting out writing obituaries for the Jersey Journal, all the way through to writing a Sunday column at the Sun, what was the sort of trajectory that you saw of the newspaper business over your career?
I thought the newspaper business was forever. I don't know whether it was, in a way, we overcame pictures that move, television. You know, and then things went along, and there were no really big bumps in the road. I remember, though, hearing 1 year, close to the end of my time at the paper, when we had our annual meeting with the publisher, and he would talk about how we were doing journalistically. And we thought we were doing pretty well. And then somebody would say, well, how are we doing financially? And he said, well, we're in the black this year, but only because the cost of newsprint is less than we thought it would be. And I don't think it, even with that kind of pretty worrisome news, we thought anything was upon us. I don't think we really let ourselves know, actually, and certainly not the readers know that, you know, with the web, things were going to change.
This is a very timely book, as we find that the newspaper is having to rethink its future. This is a book called The Daily Miracle, A Memoir of Newspapering. It's by C. Fraser Smith. There'll be a formal launch taking place next month on March the 24th at the Pratt, but the book is available now, and you can find out more details at c.FraserSmith.com. Thank you so much, Fraser, and really good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to be with you.